Welcome to Nursing Notes Live, compelling interviews with today's nurses who are changing healthcare. Brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. Nursing Notes Live, presented by Johnson & Johnson, is the podcast extension of the national bi-monthly e-digest, Notes for the Nursing Community, which shines a spotlight on nurses as innovators and critical change makers in the delivery of positive patient outcomes within today's healthcare landscape. You can subscribe to receive Notes for the Nursing Community updates at the Johnson & Johnson Nursing website, discovernursing.com. Every month, Notes for the Nursing Community content is accompanied by two episodes of this podcast, which provides greater insights and nurse perspectives into topics discussed in the e-digest. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on the podcast player at discovernursing.com, and don't forget to subscribe to the entire series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I interview nurse and resuscitation research innovator, Marion Leary. Marion is the Director of Innovation Research for the Center for Resuscitation Science at the University of Pennsylvania, as well as an Innovation Specialist and Course Director at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Nursing. In this episode, we chat about how she has focused her research and education over the past 12 years on cardiac arrest and CPR quality, and she shares more about her current goal of developing innovative strategies to improve CPR and resuscitation training. Hi, Marion. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. I want to welcome you to the show and thank you for coming on today. Before we get started with our in-depth questions about some of the amazing things you're working on, why don't we give everybody a little bit of information about your background?
Sure. Well, first, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this podcast interview. So I am the Director of Innovation Research with an entity called the Center for Resuscitation Science at the University of Pennsylvania. And I'm also the Innovation Specialist over at the Penn Nursing School.
Excellent. And, I noticed that as we were looking into what you how you got into nursing, you didn't just jump right into nursing school right out of high school. You kind of went a different path. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I did. I had a very circuitous route to where I'm at today. And when I think about it, what I'm doing today, I never could have even thought to have imagined when I was little. And honestly, nursing is such an amazing, diverse field that because of my decision to go into nursing, I've been able to do all of these amazing things. And so after high school, like you said, I did not go directly to college, but I worked for a long time for a number of aid service community-based organizations. And then I also produced special events for the city and of Philadelphia and nonprofit organizations. And it's incredible the skills that I learned doing special events, I've been able to use in my research work as well. So I say it all the time, teach, you never know where the jobs you've had or the skills you've learned, where you'll apply them next. And so everything you do has an effect on, the work you could potentially be doing in the future.
I completely agree. And it's interesting. I worked in retail all through college, and I find I fall back on those personal communication skills that I learned dealing with customers all the time in every aspect of my work, both as a nurse and my private life as well. So I completely agree. All those little bits of experience come together and make you who you are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, producing special events is a lot of logistics, a lot of team management and coordination, and that's all, that's all research is. And that's a lot of what, bedside nursing is teamwork, coordination, management. So all of those skills are very transferable.
Well, let's talk about some of your work with the Center for Resuscitation Science and your work there working on innovation initiatives. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things you're working on there and how your position there translates into changes in how we manage cardiac arrest and resuscitation in the healthcare field?
Sure. So I am using different technologies such as virtual reality and augmented reality to understand how people respond to an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, also using it to look at improving the quality of CPR that is being performed, and then also thinking about ways to educate the public around CPR and AED use. And so I have a couple different virtual reality studies going on right now, using immersive virtual reality technology, so a wearable headset device that we've integrated with a CPR mannequin. One of the studies, we've gone out into the community. We do not tell the lay community members what is going to happen. We just ask them to participate in our virtual reality study and then respond however they would to some type of emergency situation. And then we observe how they respond in this virtual environment where we have set up a virtual urban environment where someone has a cardiac arrest event. The subjects are able to interact with the virtual avatar bystanders. They can ask them to call 911 and the avatar will pick up their phone and call 911. They can ask the virtual bystander to get an AED, one of those shock boxes, and the avatar will bring back the AED that the subject can then place on the virtual victim. And then subject can also perform CPR on the virtual victim and on the mannequin in the real environment, so they get that tactile response as well. And so this multi-sensory experience helps us to understand how people are responding to a sudden cardiac arrest event. Because of the nature of sudden cardiac arrest, by definition, it's sudden. We don't know who's going to have one, when, or where. So it's really difficult for us to understand how lay providers respond. So in the out-of-hospital setting, people who have a sudden cardiac arrest, we want them to receive standard CPR. But unfortunately, only about 40% of people who have an arrest in the out-of-hospital setting will receive that life-saving skill. Even less will receive the use of an AED, one of those shock boxes. So again, we're just trying to understand who's responding, how they're responding, and then hopefully at some point take that information and translate it into better education and training.
I'm all about that as a nurse and a paramedic. It's something that is part of my core. It makes the thing a lot difference when you arrive on the scene and there's patients already receiving CPR in these situations. You can see it in the return of spontaneous circulation rates when CPR performed at the right at the scene of the collapse. So that's just fascinating.
Yeah, when somebody has an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, if they receive bystander CPR and AED use, they have more likely chance of return of spontaneous circulation and survival. So we really want to encourage people to perform those activities if somebody should have an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest.
Now, I know you also do some other things with other initiatives at UPenn outside of the Center for Resuscitation Science with the nursing school and things. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you're doing to draw attention to the roles of nurses as change agents and innovators in healthcare.
Yeah, so Penn Nursing brought me on as their innovation specialist last year to help with integrating innovation into the curriculum and the culture at the school. And really the idea here is that we want to be leaders in promoting nursing innovation. Nurses have been innovators since really the beginning of the nursing profession. There really was just not a term for it. And so we want to start educating our nurses as early on as we can to think of themselves as leaders in innovation in not just nursing, but in healthcare. And innovation is a team sport, and nurses are an integral component to that. And so at Penn Nursing, we're launching a new course this semester called Innovation in Health, Foundations of Design Thinking. So that's one methodology we're going to be teaching to help integrate innovation into the culture there. The course is going to be interdisciplinary because, like I said, innovation and healthcare team sports. And so the course is going to be open to all disciplines across the university, not just nurses, but public health practitioners, engineers, designers, medicine, clinicians, etc. And so we're really looking forward to launching that class in the fall. We're also working on some other innovations. So I personally see innovation not just as technology or widgets, but really it's how we use other systems in different ways and how we translate and talk about information with and to patients and other providers. And so we're going to be hosting a nursing story slam event in the early 2019, where we're going to have nurses tell their stories with the theme of innovation, real life stories about their experiences and their insights in the field of nursing. And so I'm really looking forward to the amazing stories we're going to hear from nurses within Penn Nursing and Penn Medicine. And so those are some of the initiatives we're working on with some other curriculum we're going to be launching in early 2019 as well, around innovation and educating nurses, not just at Penn, but on a open access platform level.
You know, we talked a little bit about earlier about how we bring all of our various experiences before we became nurses into our nursing careers and apply them every day in the things we do. But I think you mentioned also that it's important for us to continue to reach outside of nursing and bring other skill sets in as part of our reach for innovation. Why is it so important for us as nurses to be open to reaching outside of like our individual healthcare silos and bring in other disciplines like engineers and designers and business partners and things like that?
Sure. We all have different skill sets, right? So we all can't be knowledgeable and have experiences for everything. And really, you bring different perspectives and different backgrounds to these problems and solutions. And so being able to have those diversity of those experiences is what I think really helps to look at problems differently and be able to come up with solutions differently. And yes, there are a lot of nurses who have varying backgrounds, a lot of second degree nurses who were engineers or were business people who have then come into nursing. But really having all those different disciplines come together is what really propels innovation forward and allows for the teamwork and the experiences to move those forward.
As we kind of close down here, what would you say to the nurse or the nursing student listening to this program that has an idea or has a thought or maybe just the inkling of a thought that might lead them to a new innovation in how they practice or in an innovation of the creation of a new tool or whatever it might be? What advice do you offer to them to help them take their innovation to the next step?
Yeah. And so my daughter, I say this to my daughter all the time. She's constantly saying, you know, I have this idea, they should make it. And I was like, well, who's they? You or they? You, if you come up with an idea and you think that it's an important idea that should move forward, then, you know, you're the one who should try and move that forward. And really that's, you know, at Penn Nursing, that's what we're trying to do is help our students, our faculty and staff to move ideas forward. So we've started a student-led innovation club so that we can start working with our students to educate them on innovation and entrepreneurship to help move some of their ideas forward or to just take innovation to the bedside when they start practicing. There are a number of different ways that nurses, nursing students can move their ideas from conception through to implementation. There's a number of hackathons and accelerator programs and things like that where they can submit their ideas and that they can then work through those ideas in an organized setting. And so I would just say to the nurses who have these ideas to take the chance. Like, you never know where what's going to happen or where it's going to go. And if you don't do the idea, then probably no one will. And if it's a good enough idea, then, you know, people will be interested in it and it can move forward. It won't be easy. It will be a long process. That's innovation. That's entrepreneurship. That's healthcare. But it will absolutely be worth it. And that's what we want. We want nurses to take these ideas and run with them and be the change makers in healthcare and be the leaders in innovation, because they are.
Stay tuned for more new episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out another recent episode where I interview nurse inventor and activist Rachel Walker. Rachel is an assistant professor in the University of Massachusetts Amherst College of Nursing, where her scholarship is grounded in her experiences as a rural emergency medical and disaster relief worker, U.S. Peace Corps volunteer, and oncology nurse. Check out that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Commitment to Nursing by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.